determined by the price of my clothes. No matter what I'm wearing, I can always be the envy. You there. You there. Hey. You there. You there. Hey. You there. You there. Hey. You there.
This is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the track to the old school band.
Yo, 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 this is R.U. Gucci on Bulls Radio, WSF 89.7 HD3 Tampa, 1620 AM on campus and streaming worldwide at bullsradio.org. You could call us in, studio phone number 813-974-9285. Yo, so welcome to R.U. Gucci, and we got some people in the house that you already know and you don't know. So let's start out with the people you do know. You got Missy Ree on the mic.
What? This is Missy Ree calling in live from Tampa, Florida. How are you guys doing today? I'm excited to be here once again. It was great last week, and we have even a much more better discussion this week, and I look forward to sharing with you guys. I'm going to go ahead and transition over to Tiffiani.
Tiffiani on the mic.
Hey, 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 this is Tiffiani, and you can check me out on the F Word Thursdays at 11 p.m. Just a little plug in there.
All right, so that's the people you do know. So we got people that you don't know. So we got Chris on the mic.
All right, I'll go first. Hello, my name's Chris. I have a very mundane and boring DJ name, but that's okay because I actually do sports for Bulls Radio, so you can catch me at the basketball games, at the soccer games, and last but not least, at the football games. I will actually be at Raymond James Stadium on Friday, where your USF Bulls will be taking on the rivals from 99 miles away on the I-4 corridor, UCF. Yes, the Knights are playing in Tampa. You can also follow me on Instagram at Chris J. Lemus and Twitter, Chris J. Lemus.
Now, Raven. What's up, girl?
Hey, this is your girl, Raven, here. First-time radio host correspondent, ready to talk to y'all today. I'm excited to be here. I hope y'all have a lot to say, because I have a lot to say, too.
Ooh, this is going to be interesting.
Yes, girl, this is going to be interesting, Doc. So you can follow me on RU Gucci at USF and like our page at RU Gucci. It's with a G-U-U-C-I, not the regular Gucci. We different. All right, so... This is our third episode. This is our Thanksgiving episode. So, in general, I'm going to tell you about the show. So, it's about what is going on campus and around campus. We discuss academics and professionalism, campus organizations, events, and issues, as well as zeroing on the struggle of college students with a twist of 90s and early 2000s theme with encouragement and spirituality on the mix. So, today we're going to have some fun facts, talk about Bulls Market, plethora of a lot of things, but our main discussion today is about beauty and living up to its standards. So since this is our Thanksgiving episode, like, I would like to talk about like the do's and don'ts about at dinner. Like, we come around family and some things be revealing that we're not supposed to be doing. So like, what is everybody's like aspect like at dinner? Like, how is your dinner during Thanksgiving on the usual?
I mean, there's no drama llama in my family. We just eat and sleep and then go shopping the next day. That's what we do every Thanksgiving.
Oh, Black Friday, yep. One time, like, Black Friday, I went to a mall where I stay back at my hometown. Mm-hmm. And, like, there was a fight at Brands Mart. I was like,
dude, I've been to that Brands Mart in Broward.
Oh my gosh.
No, it's too crazy, though. It's too crazy. I can't handle that.
Oh, gosh. I'm just on the safe side. Please be safe. Please be safe. What about y'all? Like, what do you believe, like, the do's and don'ts, like, at dinner? Like,
well, you know, there's always that one family member who wants to tell you, oh, how much weight I lost, about talking about the calories and all that. Don't come to me with that. I know that I like stuffing. I don't care if it's 250 calories.
Just one day.
Thank you. Let me have this one day to have two plates of food. Like an entree, some dessert when I'm feeling seconds and thirds. Don't come at me with that. You should have a salad.
Listen, worrying about weight shall come on the after effect, like after that week? That because you got leftovers.
You ate turkey for days.
Dude,
I ate turkey sandwich, turkey with eggs, turkey with rice. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you got to figure out some way to dispose that. Mm-hmm. But that's on dinner. So if you're around the Tampa area, as you know, Chris has just pointed out about the USF football game with the Knights at Raymond James Stadium. 12 o'clock, catch them on ESPN 2.
And most importantly, catch us also on Bulls Radio, where I'll be there. Bryce Wright will be there if you know him. And we may or may not have a third person on the call. So, yeah, definitely a big game for these USF Bulls. I mean, it's a big game for the rivalry as well as we're bringing it back. This is the second year after a hiatus on that War on I-4 rivalry. So definitely all the reason to come out.
Okay, so let's break it up about fun fact about USF. So Bulls Market. USF usually has a Bulls Market. Is it like a decades of an old tradition? So the USF Bulls Market original venue was in the mall behind the University Center, which was eventually rebuilt and renamed the Phyllis B. Marshall Center. While the Marshall Center was under renovation, the market moved to the walkway between Cooper Hall and the Sun Dome. So today, the market is back where it belongs, in the beautiful MLK Plaza behind the new Marshall Student Center, every Wednesday during the fall and spring terms. The market fills with students, staff, and faculty eager to find a bargain, eat lunch, and catch up with friends and colleagues. So last Wednesday at Bulls Market, like, I would always come across this kiosk about Johto app. Like, you see different names, like, they have, like, posters mm-hmm. about different aspects, like, mm-hmm. like artists, music.
Yes.
And I wouldn't know what that is. So, like, one day, me, Tiffany and I came across it. I don't know if y'all did, but, like, we noticed this girl, or we noticed, like, there was some free donuts.
It's always free food at the Bull Market.
And then I would see some sunglasses laying around. And this girl came across us, and you're like, oh, do you know about the Johto app? And I was like, no. So she was telling about, like, just type in Johto app in the website, and you could catch it on your iPhone. iPhone users.
Mm-hmm.
Duh. And you could put all the different types of interests that you like. You like music, venues, dates, you name it.
Wow.
All the different
interesting.
And like restaurants. Like, I tried it, and my goodness, I didn't know this is all what happens in Tampa. It's not only Tampa that you could get the Johto app, like, it tells you where you could get these events.
Well, but it gets your location,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it gets
so
your location.
According to your location, like, you put in the stuff you like, and then it comes out. Like, today there's going to be so-and-so. They even put, like, events happening in USF. They even put it in the Johto
app,
too. Yeah,
especially
cool.
about the Ron Paul event.
Mm-hmm,
that was
there.
Also in it. Like, that was really good. And, like, the name is based on heat and fire. Like, the original entity of the communal gathering. Like, that's how pretty much the Johto app is known to, like, bring people together. And Johto means exactly this in Swahili, and also means to experience in Japanese.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Ooh. So, like, Catch It is also good for internships as well. You could find, like, internship opportunities there as well. Also, there was on Us campaign. It's on Us campaign. I saw my girl, shout out to Judalyn, student government.
What?
They're really taking the violence, the sexual violence, to a whole new level, because it's been, like, a really ongoing, like, ton of oppression, talked about it a little bit. Then you have different universities actually doing stuff about it, like...
Yeah, it's a national movement. It's a campaign.
It's been a huge movement, y'all. So, like, UT, University of Tampa, they did... like October 29th, faculty, students, and staff of several colleges took their mattresses and did a whole rally with their mattress to support the victims of domestic and sexual violence.
Wow, that is really...
Oh, yeah, and USA even posted. They had their Characters Unite No More Excuses marathon against sexual violence and domestic violence. So it's a national thing, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Something to take awareness of.
Here's a little video about it, so catch it. We're kind of experiencing some technical difficulties on the video, but we shall proceed to the next, on next. So that's pretty much it about this sexual violence. So I really, if anybody have any like ideas or any thoughts that they would like to post up, please let us know so we could put you on air.
Yeah, and if any people need counseling or anything, they have that all here on campus. There's, like, people you could reach out to if you need any help. So, yeah, if I had the info, I would say it, but you could find that out somewhere.
Oh, the video has just come up, y'all.
Here at the University of South Florida, we're working together to stop sexual violence.
Ending sexual violence begins with us.
And it begins with you.
We are active observers. If we see something, we'll do something.
There are ways to prevent sexual violence.
And there are ways to intervene.
We're keeping an eye on anyone in a vulnerable situation.
We're noticing if someone is deliberately trying to intoxicate, isolate, or corner someone else.
Trust your gut. If something looks like it might be a bad situation, it probably is.
We're telling everyone, be direct.
If you notice someone who looks like they may need help, ask them if they're okay.
We are not looking the other way.
We're looking out for anyone who's had too much to drink.
Or anyone who cannot consent.
We call non-consensual sex exactly what it is.
It's rape.
No doubt about it.
We say sexual assault is
unacceptable.
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 We refuse to be part of the problem.
We're part of the solution.
In our community, we will step up and say something.
It's on us.
It's on us.
It's on us.
Visit itsonus.org today. Take the pledge and stand with us.
Then share the link, because it is on us.
We're calling on each and every one of you to join us in the campaign to end sexual violence. Students, faculty, staff, everyone, because that's what it takes. It really is on us.
So take a pledge, y'all, to end sexual assault. So that is our video of USF and how to take the situation on hand. As well as what was on Bulls Market was a survey of music concerts on campus. So there was this guy that came up to me about, what do you believe, like, what artists do you want to, like, for homecoming or any other events to come to USF? So I couldn't really think on the spot. So I was saying, like, Nelly. And my favorite girl, Ashanti. And what do y'all think? Like, what is your perspective? Like, what other artists do you believe that should be at, like, at USF?
I have a really strong feeling, actually, just kind of seeing the trend in our I guess we have a call, so I'll
go ahead. We have a caller.
Yeah, go ahead. Take that one. Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. And you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Can you let us know who you are?
My name is Giovanni DeVille.
Oh, hey, Giovanni. What's up?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good, boy. How you been?
I've been doing blessed. Thank you. You know, staying out of trouble and focus on this college thing.
Yes.
The struggle is real.
The struggle is real.
Well, though, the struggle is real.
Yeah. What are you wanting to talk about?
I mean, anything. What you want to talk about? We can talk about, you know,
call us back when we're in the discussion about beauty, because right now we're talking about the events and what's going on at USF, okay?
Okay, sure, no problem.
All right.
Yeah, listen to us on bullsradio.org.
Keep going, girl, boy. Call us back, all right?
You want me to call you back?
Yeah, call us back.
No problem.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling, boy. Later.
No problem, all right.
We're so popular.
Look at that.
I don't know what he said because I don't have any headphones on to preview that, but apparently I guess y'all were entertained.
Yes.
Yeah, he was nice. He's like, how are you doing?
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, no, just getting back to, like, our conversation and what I wanted to start out with, just seeing the trend of, like, who comes to Bullstock, it's predominantly, like, pop and rock. Mm-hmm. And, like, with hip-hop over the past couple of years, it's kind of been hard just to kind of guess who would come to homecoming. But, like, for the upcoming concert, which if you are new to USF, Bullstock is basically kind of like our mini music festival in our response to having a homecoming in the fall. We have this in the spring. And again, predominantly pop and rock. So in 2012, we got Hot Shell Ray, and they were coming right after like Tonight Tonight and I Like It Like That and all those hits. And that's why I think, at least this is a hunch, I think we're going to get, and of course, I'm not speaking for student government here. I think we're going to get Magic just because of how big Rude was. And I think they're pretty much within like the budget to come out and do a show on campus.
Magic? Can you explain who's Magic?
Magic
why
is
you gotta
they're
be
a
so rude. That one?
Yeah, Rude. Yeah.
Oh. That song.
They're the Canadian reggae rock band that's kind of like the Police.
Oh, hold up. Hold up, Chris. We got another caller. We getting famous on here. Yes, caller, you are on the air.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Oh,
but I guess they're not there.
Call us back, caller. We love you.
Oh, I was done anyway, so y'all can proceed.
Okay, so, Raymond, what do you believe, like, would come to, like, USF?
Well, I'm a dreamer, so I want the big ones. I'm out for I want Drake, I want Janae Aiko, I want someone like that who's going to come. And I think that when we bring artists who have, like, that wide range, they're not specific, I would say, to one genre. The artists who do a lot of collabs, you know. I'm even an oldies person. If you bring some... Bring me some Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'll be out there.
What? Da-na-na. Whoa.
Yes.
You make me happy.
Oh. I want some Bee Gees, some Isley Brothers. Like, let's go.
Yes. Last year, I think they had the Isley Brothers, but I didn't get to go, dog.
Listen, I'm a music lover. Playlist is too diverse. So I think if you bring anyone who has, like, that reach, students will come out.
I'm so deaf. But listen, come to Bulls Market. There's a lot of stuff that y'all don't know. So there's this new org that came up at Bulls Market. It's called Skydiving Bulls. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but I don't know about jumping out of no plane. You feel me? Like, they said join them at usf.edu at Bulls Sync. Or email them, I want to join, to tyrellw@mail.usf.edu for a link to join. They say you'll have the most fun you can at USF.
I wonder how much it costs, though. It must be expensive.
Well, how our tuition's set up, I don't know. But if they make it cheap enough that we can actually do that, we shall see.
I don't know how I call my parents and tell them, oh, I'm going skydiving tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to jump off a plane.
Just jump out of a plane.
But I'll survive.
But it's probably a good thrill. Like, once you go skydiving, like, what else? What can scare you after that?
Yeah, that's true. I'm, like, definitely afraid of heights, so I want to do it just to get it over with.
Maybe you could overcome your fear.
I'll try.
A little bit of shock therapy.
If I got the money.
Well, on the next thing, we have finals week.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. Yeah. Thank God I have no more finals. Damn. I'm an alumni for those of you who don't know. Thank God.
Damn. You're lucky.
You're so lucky. Like,
I kind of miss it though. I really do miss studying and I didn't have to do all nighters because
stress.
How
really?
Do you miss
it? Such a liar.
I guess. I guess guess I miss it because, like, I was able, I learned how to study. Like, I wouldn't try to, like, study everything, like, cramming last minute. You know, the way, when if you absorb a little by little throughout the semester, by the time finals come around, it's like a breeze for you, you know?
You do it the right way.
Yeah. I know it's not easy, but I highly recommend to do that next semester if you haven't done that yet, if you haven't studied yet.
Yeah. I got some stats for y'all on about finals week and in general about the college life when studying. Only 7% of parents reported their college students has experienced mental health issues. 50% received no education on mental health issues prior to college. And 30% reported problems with schoolwork due to a mental issue. And then plus 1 in 4 students reporting having suicidal thoughts or feelings, and 1 in 3 students reported prolonged periods of depression.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, so like this has been a major thing, and suicidal is like the third leading cause of death. So it would lead into like dropout and not earning your degree, and like depression and anxiety has been like on 10 here. Not only here, but like all like colleges, like they've been struggling with it. And if you've been struggling, you could catch the USF Counseling Center at 813-974-2831 or the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255. USF also offers free online screening. So if you're really going through a lot of mental health issues or anxiety or depression, please go to these resources so they could definitely help you. We don't want nobody dying here. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So how do you guys study? I heard Missy Reed's like techniques. So I know Raven, like she always be having these A's. Like I really want to know how you do it, girl.
Girl, listen. So this is my second 18 credit semester.
Wow, girl, you're making me go faint right now.
So finals week. Wow. Finals week isn't like 3 exams. It's more like 5. And it's like, okay, so 20% of my grade for each of these classes is gonna be like
on the final.
On the final. And I have 5 finals. Okay, let's see how I'm gonna make this work. When I tell you, late nights. I don't know if you guys are night owls or early birds. I'm not a morning person, but I can stay up until the sunrise. So I'll go to the library.
Did it too.
I'll get my espresso shots. Mm-hmm. Starbucks.
Shout out to Starbucks.
We love you.
Starbucks helps my GPA too.
Get some fruits too. It helps. Fruits. Yes. That'll give you energy.
Eat well. And believe it or not, a little workout before I study. Some people says it makes them tired. No, it like gives me a rush, like light nice. Adrenaline. And after that, I'm like, okay, yes. Conquered the Stairmaster. Now I can conquer the world. Now I can pass this class. So let's do this.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
But late go, nights, girl. Late nights, workouts. And I guess just like Missy Reese said, you know,
eating
get
healthy.
At it yeah. from the get-go. Early on, start it little by little
yes.
because we all know those 18 chapters that I have to study in 2 days.
It's not going
to
work.
It's not going to work. 342 pages to read in 2 days.
No,
it's not going to work.
Quizlet. By the grace of God, girl. Oh by the grace of God.
That's crazy. I feel pathetic. I'm only taking like 14 credits and I'm freaking out. I'm like, no.
18. Wow. You're about to graduate, girl.
Oh my God.
I feel like we just got here, though. Like, mm-hmm. I'm about to hit junior status next semester. I'm like, I just got here.
What? Same here,
girl. Yeah, same here.
Congrats, girl.
But like, on the real, start early when you know that subject is really difficult. Don't be waiting till the day of. I be like, oh, I'm gonna do a miracle. You know that miracle ain't gonna succeed you if you don't really do something. You gotta put in work. Work, okay. Put in work, and I would definitely say sleep.
Yes,
like
sleep especially is very the important. Night before your
sleep,
exam. Make sure you rest.
Sleep, like from statistics, they say like 7 hours to like 10 hours, you're able to function.
Mm-hmm.
Like me. On the usual, I'll be having like 4 hours of sleep.
Four or five. That's like the norm.
It's like pushing it to 6. Like that's on a nice day.
That's on a good day. 6 hours on a good day.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. So I would really urge y'all, don't rush. Plan ahead And if you need help, put down your pride and actually ask for help. We got a whole bunch of resources.
Yes, free resources.
Free resources.
Okay.
Y'all tuition is going into this. Mm-hmm. Y'all need to go towards these resources. You got the library.
Yes,
bruh.
The tutors knew me by name. I took advantage.
Of course.
There's no yes. shame in the game. The grades
no shame.
Tell it all.
Made A's too, so you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're there for a reason.
Free resources.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you what happened around last week. That the big event that happened last week was International Fest.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Like, all these different countries. I have not known. And it's really sad. Like, you take geography in middle school, but you forget some of that.
Yes.
When you, like,
yes.
when you grow up.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Middle East and Africa. You got Asia.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Central America and Americas. And see, I can't.
There you learn history
all.
From
you
them.
You learn all different types of
wait, you forgot Europe.
Oh,
Europe, there you go.
Sorry, Europe.
I was like, which one? Which one's missing?
I love y'all. Don't.
They didn't have Australia. Is that
please.
What you said?
They didn't have
Australia. They didn't have Australia.
Oh, yeah.
The whole continent. What's wrong with them?
Yeah, that is interesting.
That's right. I forgot about that. Well, I was there and I was like, oh. I didn't think about that.
But their food was on point. Like, I learned about the different food and stuff. So, like, the different countries, like, I learned about their food. I learned about, like, their religion, their, like, all the different things that you needed to know. And, like, last year, it didn't feel like it was much promoted as much. But this year, it was, like, going ham. You mm-hmm. feel me? So, next time when International Fest come through, definitely learn all the different cultures. Like, if you're just coming from class or you're just going to class, at least pop in like a 2-minute like look at mm-hmm. a particular country, and then you could learn about it and you could actually talk to somebody.
Dude,
about that culture.
Is not enough though. Yeah, the passport took a while though, because you would have to walk around, take
yeah.
talk to them, mm-hmm. interact with them, and then
they'll
and
stamp
then
you get free food.
But then you get your food though. It was good.
Yeah.
But the food, it was like long lines.
Yeah,
though.
But it was worth it.
But it was worth it. You
it
get to talk to different, like, cultures, like, while you're in line. And as well as, like, you don't just get to the food. You actually learn about the culture, and then you go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you're just there for food. You're there to actually learn about something about the different cultures at USF, since we're known about diversity.
That's true.
So
Asia did a great job. They were performing, and they did, like, this whole... I don't want to say karate. Was it karate? It was something.
It was
some sort of martial arts.
It's kind of like an martial arts thing. Yeah, it's kind of like a martial arts mm-hmm. thing. Like, they do, like, I think they do a special event usually, mm-hmm. and they have, like, parades and stuff, and they would have, like, the dragon.
That was great,
like, in the interpretation.
No, they did a fantastic
They really
job.
Did a beautiful job. Mm-hmm. But that's what happened also this week. We also had Xtrap, Total Praise Ministry.
What?
Yes.
It was amazing.
It was beautiful. Amazing. It was on Sunday at 7. If you didn't come, well, it's okay. You could come to our spring. It's not really an extra, but it's more events coming through. But it really touched my heart. Like, the theme was about speaking life over yourself. So, like, not calling yourself fat or, oh, I'm not beautiful or... Like, you don't
yes.
speak death, you feel me? Like, you actually speaking life to someone that you are beautiful, you are something, you have a purpose,
yes,
you feel me?
Yes.
And it really touched my heart. Like I didn't know people care so much about my well-being.
Yes.
And it really touched myself. Like, what do you, like, how did y'all experience it? I know Missy Ree and Sifiani went, so how do y'all like about the event?
I thought it was really good. I just thought it was very powerful, very inspirational. You know, you just learn the importance of, you know, that there's life and death in the power of the tongue. And if you speak something into existence, it can happen, you know, and it will happen. You know, so if anyone in your life, I've learned, like, if anyone in your life has ever proclaimed something negative, you have the power to reverse that. You have the power to change that, you know, and to set your atmosphere and to set your goals and your deadlines, and to know that your future is in your hands, and you have words that can have that, can make that, you know, become, you know, implemented. I don't know what word to use, but you know, but it was wonderful. Like the testimonies, the performances, beautiful. Absolutely. I'm so grateful that I was able to attend, and thanks again. And your performance as well.
Yeah.
Sister Lee was amazing. I didn't know you could dance. So thanks again.
Thought it was beautiful. Look, I'm not a very spiritual person, but I love going and seeing how people get so into it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're singing and praising the Lord and with their hands up. It was great. I really, really liked it. I really enjoyed it. I love how there were, like, performances, you know, mm-hmm. in between
yes.
the prayers.
Yes.
And, you know, there were different genres and the whole dancing. You guys, I could tell you guys practiced a lot.
Yes, they did.
And, no, it was beautifully executed, and I thoroughly really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It was great, and the testimonies at the end, it was very yes. powerful. You felt it. You felt that spirit mm-hmm. in the room.
Yes, we did.
So I enjoyed it, and thank you. And you did a great job too.
Yes, girl.
You
did. Oh my God.
You guys look like little angels, like, you know, just rolling around. It was beautiful. It really was. And I really liked the fact that, like, the different dances, like the different groups, they had women of all ages.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I noticed there was, like, the little girl and the older woman and everything, and they did spectacular. I loved it. Loved it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, you guys. And I do appreciate it. Yes, Total Praise Dance Ministry. We are on 10. Yes. I'll leave you with this verse, and we'll head into a break. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. Proverbs 18:21 in the NIV version. Nice. We'll be playing TLC Unpretty, which will lead into our discussion today. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to Are You Gucci? This is your girl, Sister Lee, on the mic. And you are listening to WUSF 89.7 HD3 Tampa 1620 AM on campus and streaming worldwide at bullsradio.org. If you're at the library, bullsradio.org. If you're at home, definitely listen to bullsradio.org. If you're out there in the world, listen to bullsradio.org. You got Missy Ree on the mic, Tiffiani.
Hey, hey, hey.
You got Chris onto my left side, even though you can't see. And you got my girl Raven on the mic. And we are about to start our discussion about beauty and living up to its standards. So, beauty. What is beauty? So,
that's in the eye of the beholder, right?
Yes, I agree.
A lot of people say that. But like on Google definition, they were saying it's a combination of qualities such as shape, color, or form that pleases the authentic senses, especially right.
How interesting.
So like they're being very technical. So pretty much they're talking about looks. And I don't know if any of y'all agree, but people say looks is what brings it in.
The attractiveness. Brings what in? What?
Beauty. Brings what in, yeah.
No, I'm just messing with you. Yeah.
Well, beauty, to be more specific to y'all, but like looks is everything, if you agree or not. But
If you're superficial. No, well, it depends, I guess.
Like what do you believe, like Chris, Raven, what do you think?
Well, I think beauty is just it's a word that can be used for so many different things just because it's a socially constructed idea. Like you can find somebody's, they could be aesthetically beautiful, but that doesn't mean they have to be internally beautiful either. So it really just kind of depends on the context. Like I can find a painting just as beautiful as I can find a person. It all depends on, you know, just what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, I go with the phrase, looks are deceiving. So until I can prove otherwise, beauty is just the outside for me. Like what people assume is beautiful, oh, that's what they see. But to really know, oh, well, this is a beautiful person, I have to know you. I can't just assume, oh, you're beautiful. You're pretty. You may be attractive. Mm-hmm. But I think beauty's an inside quality. It's a trait, not a physical feature.
You know the analogy, like people, like the front cover, people look at the front cover. Because like some people just look at the front cover and it takes you so far. And then when you actually read the pages, you're like, what just happened? You feel me? Like, I think like that goes to show, like, as you said, looks can really be deceiving. So with beauty, there comes makeup. And with beauty, like, there's some discrepancies about body hair and hair in general. And you have body size and skin tone. So the first aspect we're going to be talking about is on makeup. So with makeup, do you believe like it's essential? Because like I would see a lot of women, I don't see that much men wear makeup, but I see a lot of women coming to like campus and they can't leave the house wearing makeup on.
So here's the deal with makeup. And I kind of had this belief before I actually did a video profile on my YouTube with these two girls that they have a YouTube channel specifically for makeup tutorials. And they also talk about just issues that women may face or females may face. They've done a video like that before. And to me, like, I see makeup, on the topic of makeup, I see that more as an art form. If you think about it, if you break it down in its essence, it's canvas and it's painting material.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I think just in the way that I have tattoos, I think it's just states more to the actual performance of doing such things, such as having tattoos, planning tattoos, putting on tattoos, same thing with makeup. And like, to kind of speak to my personal experience, not that I have worn makeup, but that,
it's okay if you have. No worries.
Oh, actually, okay. I've worn makeup once, and that was because
that's okay.
And it was tasteful makeup. It wasn't makeup that necessarily had changed, like, my gender or my sexual orientation. It was just stuff that actually was for the camera, believe it or not. And it actually looked kind of good. I was like, hey, like, this, I mean, I can't do this on the daily. Too much time, too much for me. It just doesn't fit my personality. But it was like, hey, like, this kind of accents, like, different parts of, like, the...
It's an entire art form.
The cheekbone. Yeah.
It looks nice.
Who knew it's such a physical science? Anyways. Back to, like, my whole thing about, okay, my ex barely had to wear makeup. So it was nice having a girl that was comfortable with who she... I mean, naturally, she was aesthetically pleasing already. But, like, if she wore makeup, it was, like, a special occasion or, like, hey, I want to take you out to a nice date tonight. And so she'll actually accompany her makeup with her dress. Why? Because it is an art form. It matches the dress. It matches the occasion. And that doesn't go to say that a girl that doesn't wear makeup is any more beautiful than a girl that does wear makeup.
Okay.
It's all about the art form. Don't cake yourself up, girls. That's not pretty.
Thank you.
So she
Thank
did
you.
It for herself, right? Not necessarily
oh,
for
no,
you.
Yeah,
no, I had to put that in.
But my thing is that I'm a person, like, I will go back to, like, when I was around middle school. I did makeup for modeling. I did modeling, and I was into it, and it's turned into, like, kind of like an addiction. Like, I understand you do it for yourself, but, like, for me, I guess it depends upon the person, because, like, I got too consumed at it that I have to wear it. Like, if I don't go out the house, it's like there's a problem. You feel me? Until, like, my dad was saying, like, you're beautiful. You don't need makeup. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's what all parents say. Like, like, you're always beautiful. You feel me? And then, you know, I know it's maybe stereotypical, but, like, there was this guy. Man, he was fine. And I was like,
yes.
Okay. He's like, Liam, you don't need makeup. But, like, I don't. It's like, no. I'm like, okay. Strip, 16 years old, stop makeup. I was a done deal. And I've been rallying without makeup for a good minute. But I would kind of agree. I would only wear makeup if it's like a special occasion.
Mm-hmm. I was just about to say the same thing.
Like,
yeah, same here.
I feel like, because, like, my face, if I wear so much makeup, like, that's why I've been having, like, a lot of skin issues. So wearing a lot of makeup, you would get, like, more, like, acne, more, like, skin issues. And mm-hmm. I feel like, yeah, you could wear it on, like, on a blue moon basis, but not on, like, a repetitive basis that is, like, an addiction, like how I was. You feel me? So, what do you believe, like, Missy Ree? Like, how you feel about makeup and cosmetics?
Well, to be honest, I am not a makeup person. Last time I did a full face was my graduation in August, which is 3 months ago. But I do, like, wear eyeliner sometimes, like, to, like, bring my eyes out a little bit, or maybe some lipstick, or mostly chapstick, which is not makeup. But, you know, I'm not too much of a makeup person, but I do know a few people that do, like, apply makeup daily, and it is beautiful. It's attractive, but, you know, I think about, like, long-term things like my pores and, you know, different, you know, stuff like that. But one thing I wanted to piggyback on was what Chris said. We actually read an article before the show, and it was about cosmetics and beauty, of why cosmetics work, by Richard Russell, the Prime. I'm just going to read, like, a brief part of it. It was just saying, talking about the power of cosmetics. And this article was from a student from the Harvard University. And it was saying, it's decorating the face and the body is an activity that has been among the most, let me see, widespread and persistent human behaviors throughout the world. And it's paint pigments. This is where paint pigments have been found in archaeological contexts over 75,000 years old. I'm sorry, guys. indicating that people may have decorated themselves with body paint before they cover their bodies with clothing. Okay, so in summary, the article just focuses on how cosmetics can either make a person more attractive or more attractive, or by enhancing their faces with makeup or decorations. And this includes sexes of both sexes, male and female. Yes, I did say male, and not to say that they're homosexual or anything, you know. So both men and women actually do apply makeup to, you know, make themselves more attractive. And I'm just not a makeup person, but I thought this article was really interesting.
I just think that makeup, I think it's a two-edged sword. I think that you can wear makeup, I don't want to say on a regular basis, but if it's necessary. Sometimes you go out, sometimes, okay, this is not, oh, I'm going out somewhere fancy, but I just want to look a little, you know, enhance the features that I already have. Mm-hmm. But there's a point where you can become makeup dependent. That's that everyday face beat, highlights, contours, silicone-based primer to make sure that... And once you get to that point, I think that it gets near to, like, a psychological issue. Like, you're not happy with the face that you wake up with. So you're like, I need makeup. And I think that that's when makeup can actually have a damaging effect, because you get so used to, oh, well, this makes me look better. And then you start being less satisfied with how you look without it. And I don't know if that's how it is for some people. I don't know what makes people need that every day. I have to conceal and highlight and cake this and fix that. But that's just my perspective. I don't wear makeup often. I'll wear it like if I go to a special occasion, but I do wear eyeliner and eyebrow pencil. I fill in my eyebrows. Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't
cut all off. That's the only makeup I might wear.
I don't. I'm not one of those cut all off and draw all on. No. I just fill it in. I like a nice arch, people.
Yes, same
don't
here.
Kill me.
Yes.
I believe in the eyebrows on flick philosophy.
Yes. On fleek.
Can't believe you dropped that.
So, I mean, I think makeup is, it's a two-way street. You can wear it, of course, but you also need to make sure that you're not one of those transformational makeup persons. I look like this without it, and I look like this with it. Have you ever seen any of those before and after contouring pictures?
There's a really famous YouTube girl that she does, like, all these makeup things. Like, and, you know, she makes herself look like Drake. She makes herself look like different, like, characters, and it's incredible what she could do. I mean, obviously, she's not going to walk out to the streets like that, but she shows, like, her talent. Like, it really is an art form.
But there's another thing about, like, there's this girl, or it's probably digital, is one or the other, but they show, like, the different cultures of through makeup. Mm-hmm. Like, you could look different. Like, you could look like you're from Asia, or you could look like you're from the Middle East. Like, I would look at the video, and I'm like, is that the same chick? Like, you'd be wondering, like, because there's some people that could just change totally different. Like, you'd be thinking, is that the same person that just came out or something?
That's a marketing principle too, girl. Bait and switch. They'll bait you with that makeup face, and then when they take it off, it's a whole other game plan.
But on the next aspect, we got hair in general, about hair. So, like, I have made a declaration to transition, which transitioning means, like, you don't do the full big chop. Like, because I permed my hair before. So I pretty much, like, let it grow out and stuff. And I would trim every, like, 2 months or whatever. So, like, I know some of y'all are natural. Some of y'all are just beyond natural. And we have been through perms before. So is there, like, a big difference between perm and naturals, in a sense?
Ooh, I think this is my topic right here. April will make 3 years that I've been a natural sister. Hands
what?
Up. Yes. It was, I transitioned. I'm not a big chop person. I'm not that brave.
That's scary,
I can't cut off all of my hair. I respect all of them who do it. But I also realize that being natural and being perm, it's not perm versus natural. I think it's more of a healthy hair aspect. I think if you can have healthy permed hair, that's great. If you can have healthy natural hair, it's great. I think it's easier, in my opinion, to have healthy natural hair, because people have shown you, like, perm has, like, lye and sodium hydroxide in it. And it's actually been a test when they do it. They scrape the scalp and they'd be like, oh, well, this had sodium hydroxide on it. And that's a common way to identify whether or not a person who is unidentified and racially cannot be determined if they're African-American female or not. And that's something that surprised me. I'm like, why would you do this? And I'm a biomed major. So when I use sodium hydroxide in the lab, I'm like, why does this have to be in perm? Why does my hair need to be straight? Why was this, like, required? That's why I went natural. I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore.
Oh, wow. Thank
it's
you.
Been 3 years.
I'll never perm my hair again, though.
I loved
Dang,
it.
That was interesting.
Transition. Would I ever transition again? No. Will I ever get a perm again? No. So hopefully I won't have to transition. But I think that hair, it's not about the length, the color, how you like to wear it, shaved one side, all out. Even if it's a... However, Just make sure that it's healthy and it's something that you like. Don't have your hair away because you think it's going to fit some societal beauty standard or make someone else happy. It's your mm-hmm. hair. You should love it.
Mm-hmm. What about the male perspective? Chris, how do you feel? Like, do you like girls who have perm hair and natural hair? Does it matter about the hair?
Okay, so I'm like this weird dichotomy, right? Because I have a preference, but that doesn't mean I somehow exclude or discriminate. Just to kind of just talk on just like the connotations of having one type of hair versus another, like, unfortunately, I think there's a lot of sociocultural like implications of it, just because like straight hair is associated with one, you know, group of people globally. And then like, you know, like the natural hairs is tied to just another type. And I think that, you know, it's very, you know, tough waters to go ahead and navigate to. And we've seen that played out in the news and it doesn't usually go well. And I'm glad that, you know, people who have natural hair have been able to kind of reclaim and say, hey guys, like unnatural is actually very hard to do and it's very unhealthy for your hair. And I think more people need to understand that, you know, hairstyles, even though it may look, you know, exotic, it doesn't mean that it actually took a while to do. Like, no, this is natural hair. This is your hair. And I think it definitely needs to be respected. And I think once people know the sociocultural implications, they're going to find the beauty in it.
That's true.
That was deep.
That's yes, really nice. He was excited. He was like,
that deserves some snaps. That deserves
I would give
some
you
snaps.
A yes with the snaps.
A yes. See, I'm a sociology minor, so, you yes. know.
Look at all these.
Look at that.
Science. We got sociology. Listen. We're going to have, like, all the different types of majors coming on this show. Like, no lie. But with hair, not only on our head, but we have hair everywhere.
On our bodies.
On our bodies. Like, I'm partially Indian in my family. And, you know, I do have a hair problem. Like, ever since I was in middle school, like, people would tease me, like, are you a Sasquatch?
Oh, like, no. That is messed up.
Yeah, are you, like, a monkey? And I would, like, cry, and I would go to my mom. I'm like, Mom, like, should I really shave? I'm like, no, you're fine. And I'm like, really? And I would keep on getting teased. I'm like, you know what? Time to bring out the razor. And, like, my first experience, I had, like, a scar. And that scar symbolizes so much to me because it was, like, people really making fun of me, and I shouldn't let nobody really make fun of me.
Dude, that's I could attest to that. I mean, kids are really cruel, and yes. I mean, in my family, we're all furballs, and it's sad. But I mean, no, it's not really sad actually. But yes, I mean, like, if I don't do my eyebrows, I have a unibrow, and I got that from my dad. So, you know, we're all hairy beasts here. But I mean, I handle it. It's all good.
Like, what do you feel like? Does that make me more of a male or female, or like, does that not only no, just me for like everybody, like, does that make me like masculine for some type of reason? I don't know. Like,
I think it's just the social norms. I mean, feminism is always tied with, like, you know, having like no hair and
skin. No hair under the armpits or the legs. Mm-hmm.
But it's not natural. I mean, humans, we're mammals. Mammals have hair.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what do you expect?
And the hair
guys?
Serves a purpose. That's why it grows where it grows. Reason. You know.
And it's crazy. I think people, you should shave that. You should wax that. You should have this done. And I'm like, if it grew there, whatever makes you comfortable. Don't ever, society thinks that if I want to wear these shorts, my legs should be shaved. If you shave your legs and do it, don't get cuts. Don't get razor bumps. Scars last forever.
True. What do you think, male perspective, Chris?
Okay, so like it's I think the social construction is that, like, women, if they have more hair, they're manly. But the weird thing is, like, men are expected to shave as well. Like, look at all of these guys that have six packs. They don't have hair on top of their abs and their chest that have huge pecs. Like, so that's where I'm kind of like, I don't necessarily understand why women are more manly if they have hair, but men are expected to be less hairy, even though they're manly. Like, I don't get that.
Yeah.
What about No Shave November and how men want to have all these beautiful, lustrous beards and whatnot?
That's limited to the beard, though.
Oh, okay. So to the face.
Yes.
To the
facial hair. And that's also for a good cause. You kind of say, I'm doing this to raise social awareness.
Mm-hmm. So that's for men's health?
It's to promote men's health, which I guess if you want to get our attention to say, hey, honey, you should go to the doctor, you should grow out your hair for a month. And I guess that's the only way we'll find out.
Oh, see, I don't discriminate. You could have a goatee, you could have a beard, child. I love it all. Mm-hmm. Shoot. But we're gonna, sorry to say, this is
kind of getting down to our ending point, and we're going to leave you with an encouragement video. Well, next Sunday, we don't have a show coming up, but we'll catch you later down in December, and we'll inform you more when we come back, okay? So we have a video. It's called Who You Are, a message to all women. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Have a great, wonderful day, and God bless you. Are you Gucci?